Hello, readers. Welcome to The Right Kind of Book Talk. I'm your host, Stacey Wright. This is episode 6, The Cringy Clichés That Authors Need to Retire, or maybe just use less often. Thesaurus, anyone? This is just in good fun, so please don't get upset with me if you like some of these phrases. I literally went to Facebook and had my peeps there help me with the list. Most people thought it was excellent fun, and I had a great laugh interacting with people and the things that make them cringe. And some people were super offended, and I don't want that. So please believe me, this is just for entertainment purposes only. But before we get to that, let's take a look at some of the wonderful books you could pick up at the bookstore today, because you guessed it, it's publication day. So let's start with Private Rights by Julia Armfield, Woo Woo, a novel by Ellen Baxter. Yes, it's really called that. Gabriel's Moon by William Boyd, The Voyage Home by Pat Barker, The Rivals by Jane Peck. This one actually looks really good. Dust by Alison Stein. I got an art copy of this one last week. I haven't started it yet, but it looks awesome. The Part by Natasha Preston. P.S. I Hate You by Laura Connolly. Another one. This one's on my list. But that's another excellent week of releases. 2024 has been really amazing for releases this year, I think. So this is the question I asked my fellow book readers. I see a lot of people bringing up the phrase, she let out a breath she didn't know she was holding. And it has become like a running theme in my book groups to post the book that has this line in it. But it had me wondering what other phrases authors either overuse, or they don't make sense, or just plain give you the icks. So we began talking about these cliched author phrases, which ones annoyed them, and it led to some really hilarious comments. And a common theme was unrealistic emotional reactions from the main characters, and overused descriptions, and some implausible dialogue. In doing my research, I found that the romance genre seems to be the main culprit. I don't know if maybe it's just part of the genre's writing style, but it seemed to really drive readers up the wall. I also noticed that certain authors, their names kept cropping up. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Sarah J. Maas. As someone who reads a lot, you start to see that books tend to follow similar patterns with writing, and books can become really repetitive. I'm not the only one who is noticing, and it's really starting to rub people up the wrong way. Okay. So let's start with, she let out a breath she didn't know she was holding. Is this something you do? Because 90% of the people said this has never happened to them. So I use my week to randomly try and hold my breath and see what happens. Yeah, my chest hurts. How come they never bring that up? Sometimes I would hold it, but it would still slip out a bit through my nose. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. But it felt hella unnatural to me. And my lip was twitching too. How come the author never mentions that 30 to 60 seconds of no oxygen does really horrible things to you? And I even huffed it out. It wasn't this delicate little letting out of breath. It was really unattractive. It came out this big whoosh. Yeah. Anyway, so what's next? Bit their lip until it bled. Have you ever tried to bite your lip until it actually bleeds? It hurts bad enough when you do it accidentally. So why are people doing this in books? I kind of understand that this is more anxiety driven, but rarely do we see the MC actually have anxiety. So I think it's a pretty valid as far as being pretty outlandish. Try biting your lip right now. Yeah, no. Unless you're tearing off a big chunk of dry skin or accidentally biting it while eating, it's not going to happen. I think people are right to be annoyed with the overuse of this one. So next, she was standing motionless but shivering from the cold. Okay, yeah, I can see why this one is here. You aren't motionless if you're shivering. So maybe she stood still and was shivering? That would have made way more sense. I can see why the reader was pulling their hair out in annoyance with this one. This reader had to say, in A Court of Thorns and Roses, everyone is clicking. Okay, I didn't get any more information than just clicking. So maybe they mean clicking their tongue. Tutting, because I do this a lot, and I really think this is an English thing, because I remember my mom and my aunt, they used to tut a lot when I was a kid, Stacey, you know, I think that one's fairly normal. Maybe it's just an English thing, I don't know. In smut, it's this one for me. He came with a shout. Okay, if I was reading this, I would just picture a man like looking forward, blank expression, and just, argh. Like, where is the buildup? Was he silent until then? Did he talk before? Was there a moan? Was she making any noise? I have a lot of questions about this one. Like, she didn't give me a lot of information. But authors really need to, like, men don't do that. Men don't do that. Now, this reader and others agree that mourned the loss, felt the loss. Anytime fingers or mouths or whatever removed from a specific place, the person whined at the loss of his fingers. These are great. I don't think I've ever seen these before, but I'm hyper aware of them now. Like, I envision a girl and she's hardcore pouting because her hubs has taken his hands off her. Like, oh, pouty. Like, yeah, that's an interesting one for me. I've never noticed that. For my bookworm group, this reader says, it's a perfectly fine phrase, but it's like when you say a word too much and it loses all its meaning. Like, at the loss is that for me. Yeah, I feel this. Because overusing words and sentences, they do start to feel like not real. Like, their word loses its meaning. I went through this time in my life where Cruel Summer was my karaoke go-to song. And after a while, the word cruel, like, stopped looking like a real word. Like, it didn't seem real anymore. It's, yeah, that's bizarre, but I agree. This one came up the most, like, after the breath one. Padded across the room. Like, what are these people? Animals? Are they dogs? Cats? Are they, like, walking on the balls of their feet? I do understand this one, though, because we do have pads on our feet, but I can see why readers have this envision in their head of animals instead of people. This one comes up a lot, too. The word smirk. It seems every writer right now is using it. And it's driving me crazy. Yeah, smoke is definitely used a lot, but personally, I don't mind it. Like, I smoke a lot. Like, you know, smoke. When authors use the word "this man," as in it's a full sentence when someone is swooning. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that as well. Like, yeah, I get why that one was brought up. Looked up at him through her lashes. This one drives me insane. You can't look up through your lashes. Under them, sure. But does this look sexy to you? Like, you can't see through your lashes at all. Now, don't be sending me DMs because I got you all hot and bothered. But let's be accurate, authors. Under their lashes, sure, I can work with that. But not through. You're not looking through. In like 90% of the spicy romance books I read, not me, another reader, there's at least one swallows every drop phrase used. Yeah, this one is interesting because what woman is leaving their men any other way? In spite of him herself. Now, personally, I don't mind this one, but it is overused a lot in the same book. So if you are overusing in the same book, shame. Where's my bell? This person had just read Divine Rivals, which was amazing. But talked over and over about how she tasted the air to the point that the reader started to imagine her as a lizard. Yeah, I can't unsee that now. Like, are they sticking their tongue out? Like, taking big gulps of air to taste it? Like, it was funny. I laughed. Don't you see? Sounds unnatural and melodramatic and pulls me out of the story every time. Now, personally, I don't think I've seen this one a lot in books, but I legit hate when people say this to me in real life. So I get it. I get it. It's fine. It's fine. This person has been seeing keening a lot lately, and that's weird. Now, this one come up a load. Bared his teeth. Like this, like, is that right? Is that what they mean? Curled his lip. Okay, I can do this one. Like that, right? How is that sexy? Like, I don't get it. Like, and the other one is grimaced. Like, just scrunch your face up, man. I don't know. It's weird. And the biggest thing that kept cropping up was that all the main characters seem to have green eyes. Like, it's so rare, but all the main characters of books have green eyes, which is probably more than the entire population that really actually does have green eyes. Weird. Stop doing it. Blue, hazel, brown, whatever. Stop doing it. His eyes darkened. Now, I get the meaning of this one. I'm just so tired of seeing it. Like, do they mean his pupils got huge? Like, is he on drugs? Like, what is that? What is that? So this reader is in one of my other groups, and she had this to say. Anything or anyone who is peeking, I don't know why, but it just gives me an ick. Even though I know it's a perfectly normal word in real life, you put them in a book and I'm just like, ew. You have an aversion to a word. I get that. I hate the word moist. I get it. Something I read a long time ago, I don't even remember where it is, she said with a smile. Sometimes in conversation, I will say it myself. My granddaughter asked me once why I do that. And I said, I don't know. It's just stuck in my head and I feel the need to share it with others for no good reason. So you mean you say this, you don't do it. It's not like a thing that you do. You actually say this in a conversation. Okay, that was interesting. When someone doesn't realize they're crying, but suddenly everything is wet. Or I heard a scream and I realized the scream was me. I swear every book I read has this line. Yeah, this is a weird one. Like, I don't know why authors say this, because it's really abnormal to not know what your body is doing. It's got to be anxiety driven. It has to be. It has to be. Another horrible one is her breast swelled or something along those lines. Like, I think they mean like heaved. Is that a thing? Like when you breathe, you pull your tummy in and you kind of swell. Okay, I'm going to need someone to break that one down for me. Okay, I'm going to need that. This person just finished a book, a Ruth Ware book. She kept mentioning swallowing difficulties, like just normally or sexually. Well, it's Ruth Ware, so probably not in a smutty way. You mean like drinking what? The saliva? I don't need more context for that one. She folded her arms under her breasts as if there's another way. There was a lot of that in The Wheel of Time. I do mine over. Across, I'm covering my melons. Now under would be, okay, I think I get that one now. I remember reading a book where every time a character died, it said, and he was quite dead. How can you be quite dead? Either you're dead or you're not. Yeah, this is a weird thing to say, but I think it's more quirky than annoying, or really, it's not cliched either. So this person is romance, rom-com, romanticy books overuse the lip biting, in my opinion. Maybe it's a thing people do in everyday life, but I don't see people biting their lip as much as romance books describe. I don't think it's sexy to do the lip biting thing. Like, is that driving people wild? Should I try it on my husband later? Like, I don't get it. I don't get why it's in there. How about it hot in the best possible way? Nothing hurts in the best way. It just doesn't. Okay, I don't agree with this one because some people do like pain. I actually had a friend who loved getting tattoos because the pain was a bit of a turn on for her. So some people are really interesting for sure. Another one is found himself holding a lap full of sexy vampire baby dragon. Moby Apprentice, 6 foot anybody. I guess you have all figured out what one of my favorite genres is. It would be hilarious if anybody recognized the series I was reading. Okay, well, I don't, and I'm going to need that wreck. Do people sit in laps anymore? Wasn't that like an 80s thing? Like, I don't think I've seen anybody in someone's personal bubble like that in a very long time. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know. So this came up a lot too. How about continually referring to a person by name but no pronouns? Sex scenes are awkward enough as it is without Joe grabbed John's chosen body part and John kneeled, howled, wailed, whined, moaned. John then sucked on Joe's next best body part, hoisting Joe's arm up and over. Like, you get the picture. It's tedious and redundant and frankly lazy on the author's part. It's like ad libs for authors. Now that one was priceless. Reading that made me laugh so hard. Like, I already hate when they overuse a name in literature. Like, it's like every single other sentence is the name. So I get that one. I get it. But that was hilarious. Too many men smell like pine. He smells like citrus and pine. I know his scent, snow and pine, cedar and pine. And women always smell like vanilla or strawberry. I mean, I occasionally get a whiff of my husband's Old Spice deodorant. Yeah, people don't smell like that naturally. It's something they put on themselves. Like, it's like skin. Human? I don't know, I have perfume on, so maybe I can smell that too slightly. This person I hate sucked their teeth. Now, I actually learned this is something that African people do, and it's actually quite normal. And when I watched this TikTok video of someone actually doing it. I was like, yo, that's what it is. Okay, I get it. So that one doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me now. Terry Brooks always used the phrase, he, she, they put one foot in front of the other when the character in question is getting tired. It really started to annoy me because it came up so much. Yeah, this thing about overusing phrases is on my hit list too. Like, there's no need for it. This person, I added this one in here just because it was so funny. Her mouth was a crimson slash. Like, I've never heard of that one before, but I completely dig it. Like, I've never heard of a woman's mouth being a slash. Eyes sliding anywhere. Yeah, I guess eyes don't slide. Or do they? He scrubbed his hand over his face. Has been cropping up more frequently in my reading. Okay, when I read this, all I could think was, ah, you're going to get zits, bro. Touching your face is a big no-no. Where have your hands been? So this person said, chortling. I literally do not know what that sounds like. Okay, well, for me, that's like a happy chuckle. I can accept this one because I think the word looks great. Sentences like, he, she pursed his, her lips. He, she raised an eyebrow, or he, she lowered his, her eyes. Because all I can think in my head is when that's written is a character making a duck face, like doing the Dwayne Johnson raising an eyebrow meme, or completely closing their eyes compared to squinting. Okay, that's all I can see now. So thanks for that. This person is reading a lot of Kirsten Modgling books, and every one of them has someone snorting when they laugh. Okay, look, I snort. So I feel like I'm being really represented now. But I also cackle like a witch. And I kind of would like to see more of that in books, please. Like, rep me, rep me. I don't remember which series I read, and it was said so often, I thought by the end of the books, its relevance would be imparted, but it never was. And the phrase was, he put his hand in his pocket over and over and over again. Whenever this character did or said anything, he always ended up putting his hand in his pocket. Okay, maybe this is a tick. Maybe the author does it. Maybe this is more the hand being in the pocket. Maybe there's more to that. Maybe it's an Easter egg that you missed. I don't know. It's a weird one. I get it. I think it was Rhyme Rule series, but the last two books or so, she seemed to constantly say the female MC was instantly slick between her legs. And I was just like, enough is enough. It was the same phrase every time she got turned on. Yeah, okay, I get it. Come up with a new work. The new word. Slick's not working for anybody. New word. Lips pressed in a line. Okay, I've seen older people do this a lot. Like, not so much the younger generation. Like, they always pinch the bridge of their nose when they're stressed or their jaws ticked. I experienced more than my fair share of stress, but I can't say I've ever done any of those things. I've seen like people tap their foreheads in real life, like. But I've actually never seen the pinching either. Like, I can envision it. Now I added this one in there because this is my absolute favorite. Slow like a turtle on morphine. I love that. I think you're going to use that from now on. And I need to know what book this came from. That was brilliant. Oh yeah. And what the heck does wring one hands mean? That drives me crazy. How do you wring your hands? Okay, in my head, I see this. Really? That's wringing your hands. I've never actually witnessed anybody in real life doing it. Like, yeah. But I can kind of see, like, somebody with severe anxiety, like maybe our mom, or she's stressed about something. I can envision that in my head. But yeah, it does get overused a lot. And you don't see regular people walking around like that. I get it. So when there's a steamy scene and they tilt their heads, take the kiss tongue deeper, or suck on each other's tongues, or put the tongue directly into the bleep. And maybe some people are into that, but those just make me cringe. Yeah, it does conjure some weird images in my head for sure, for sure. When a man finishes, he fills her with his seed. Yeah, there has to be a way to say that. Like, there has to be. So this person said his eyes darkened. He growled. He bared his teeth. He roared. Okay, what the heck is he? A Wolverine? I think that would turn me off of a dude if he did any of those things, to be completely honest with you. His D is so big, I can barely hold it with both hands. But I'm sorry, but damn, that's a big bottle. What the heck does he have in his pants? How does he walk? How does he stay comfy? I got questions here. Like, how tiny are her hands, maybe? This person gets sick of seeing messy bun. Sick of seeing it. I rock messy buns at least 4 times a week. I'm a mum, I'm tired, and I don't care. Messy buns stay. A shadow flickered across his, her eyes. This is usually in an indoor context where there'll be no sunlight or clouds to create the flickering shadows. I can't visualize what they mean by this. Okay, I think this is that darkening thing again. I get what the author means. Like, they're trying to say he's angry, but it's only in the eyes it's getting noticed, maybe. Yeah, maybe we need more context. Fucked. That's all I have to say. Y'all know what I mean. I'm not touching that one. I'm not touching that one. I don't know, but I find the line, he, she chewed thoughtfully, to have a near 100% success rate of indicating a cringy and badly written book. So if I see that line in the first chapter, I shut it and I do not continue. It's harsh, but it's true. I eat like a pig myself, so I can't relate to chewing thoughtfully either. Valid. Completely valid. Trotted. I'm sorry, what are they, a horse? This is hilarious because we've got like the trotted, the padded, the glided, the floated. How do I walk? Herd of elephants. Is that in a book anywhere? Herd of elephants. His moan vibrated through her. Again, I'm not touching that one. No, I'm not touching. Her stomach flipped over. Okay, I think I kind of get this one. It's more of like that whooping sensation, not really flipping. Kind of like that feeling you get when you're on a roller coaster and you're going down and your tummy does that, like, that thing. Yeah, I get what the author's trying to say there, and I don't agree with you. His Adam's apple bobbed. I swear I've read that like 30 times. Okay, so he's swallowing then. Like, usually how that works. How about if there's a romantic scene, she loses herself in the explosion again and again? I swear, I did not ask in any of the spicy book talk groups, but these smut ladies seem to be everywhere. I'm sorry. Coroners say things like, I won't know until I get them on the table. I'm sure they can't answer this question until they actually do get the person on the table, so I don't know why that bothers you. Eyebrows hit their hairline. Yeah, that's impossible. I don't see, like, I'm trying to do it. You can't do that. Rounded their mouth and blew air out. Okay, so open or closed mouth, like, yeah, I don't know what they're trying to say there. I don't know. Eyes being described as orbs and characters seeing minute details from fairly long distances. It sounds romantic, but I'm fairly certain unless it's Legolas or Clark Kent, you can't see that guy's eye color from across a hallway or ballroom. Maybe they have X-ray vision, but I do see your point. I get it. That's interesting. When female characters look in the mirror and pinch their cheeks to get color in them, I've never ever once considered doing that, and it always makes my eyes roll. Okay, this one, older ladies used to do this a lot instead of using blush because makeup was for loose moral women. Pinching the cheeks is something for historical fiction, not contemporary writing. Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. You get like the breaky things in your face, like you can see it. This person says, I can't stand the random declarations of jealousy over raindrops, light beams, clothing, insert whatever inanimate object here. For touching, hugging, dancing across the love interest's body. I have never, nor will I ever find that to be a rationable or relatable sentence. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That is, yeah, weird. Just the use of the word folds in any book, it drives me insane. Okay, maybe the author could try like flaps. That'd be better. Yeah? When a character's whole identity is his beard. So he strokes his beard 9,000 times. Okay, well, women love bearded men lately. Like, it's a thing. I actually don't know anybody with a beard. Like, do they pat on them on a regular basis? Like, I think if I had one, I think I'd probably touch it. Thoughts? Sorry about that. We're just getting over a bug here, and that was a massively unexpected cough. So, let's carry on. They gasp too much. Yeah, in thrillers, for sure. I don't think I've ever seen the overuse anywhere else, but yeah, definitely in thrillers. I never noticed it until I read A Court of Thorns and Roses, but when people hiss at each other. Now I see it in books more and more and more, and I'm so confused, as I've never, ever seen a sane person hiss at somebody in real life. Yeah, I've never seen this either. Do you hiss? Am I doing it right? I don't know. Gives vulgar gesture. Thank you, Sarah J. Maas. We get it. God, she's on the chopping block again, eh? But what do you see when it says that in a book? I always think of Ross and Friends when he does that with his fists. But I think they usually mean flipping the bird. But for some reason, the author doesn't want to say that. Like, I don't know. That's weird. I read a book where the lead character kept licking her lips. They put it in there so much, I kept thinking, girl, you're going to need chapstick after this. I lick mine a lot. Like, a lot. So, I don't know. I guess that one for me is kind of valid. One author in particular has this very annoying habit of saying things like, she powered on her computer. Or, she put the keys in the ignition and gave it some gas. Why not say she got in a car and pulled out of the driveway? I know what makes a car go. I actually kind of like that. I don't know. I kind of like that. Balled my hands into fists. Why? Oh, maybe they're hangry. They deadpan and waggle their eyebrows. Yeah, the waggling of the eyebrow thing is weird for me because, I don't know, that's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. But the deadpan thing, I kind of do that a lot. That's like my thing. Don't take my deadpan. Throwing up as a reaction to excitement, shock, stress, happiness, worry, or any other emotion. It seems to now be a requirement in every book that this happens to one or more characters. Yeah, that is a weird one. Like, I don't know anybody who's ever vomited over an emotion. You know, morning sickness or a bug, maybe. She shook her head once or nodded her head once. Like, how? Isn't that just looking down or to the side? No. When they say nodded their head once, up, down like that. Or shook their head once, like that. Okay? So now you get it. I want you to annoy you no more. What gets me is how many people drink in books, yet almost all of them are able to run a 5K run the next day. Like, really? You're drinking alcohol excessively every chapter, but somehow you're in running shape and you hold a job and you still have bought a car and a house and a cottage. Yeah, you know what? I guess I never really realized that, but you're not wrong. Like, I need 8 hours of sleep, a clean diet, to meditate before I can even think about putting my running shoes on. This person just finished 1,000 Broken Pieces. And while it was good, she said at least 3 times he kissed my hair and at least once he talked to my hair. It was getting annoying. Yeah, the hair thing's weird. Like, I don't mind the kisses, but who the hell is talking into your hair? Like, who's doing that? No. Hand in the mouth, gross. Anytime a character admires a guy's forearms, sexy, taunt, toned, never once have I ever heard a real human admire a guy's forearms. But it is in romance books all the time. It's just weird. Okay, I'm a traps girl myself, but I do kind of get this one. This person had to say, instead of butterflies in her stomach, she feels her ovaries flutter or her ovaries skip to beat. Yeah, no. Rolling their lips in. Who does that? I can't even do it. Does anyone do that? Is that a thing? Okay, this one was pretty gross. Watery bowels. Yeah, this is a new one for me. Like, are they going to, like, take a really wet poo? Is it, like, an emergency? Do they need a Depends? Like, come on! This one was like, I couldn't help but smile, laugh, smirk, chuckle, shed a tear, etc. I don't mind it some of the time, but I've read so many books where it's like, that was the only way an author knew how to describe an automatic reaction, and it's annoying. Like, find another way, please. I'm begging of you. This one has never really annoyed me. But now someone's pointed out it might. Oh gosh, I hope I don't do this to you guys. Like, I really hope now that you're not going, because I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, I'm sorry. This person said, I almost lost my mind reading The Wheel of Time over how often those dang women had to smooth their skirts. It got really ridiculous. Okay, I've seen the show and those skirts were crazy. I'd probably be smoothing them down all the time too. This person said, dimples. Every male character seems to have a dimple. It drives me nuts. Okay, in fairness, I have dimples. You see? My husband has deep dimples. My kids have dimples. So I can't relate to this one because we are a dimpled household. Sorry. Clench fists so hard, knuckles are white. Grab the steering wheel so hard, knuckles turn white. Raging so hard, his knuckles were white. White knuckles, white knuckles. Okay, so I'm going to assume you aren't a fan of knuckles, or maybe the word white. She bit the inside of her cheek. I've even tried to do that, it just looks so off. Yeah, well, it hurts like a son of a two. Like, I did it by accident a few days ago when I was eating, and I couldn't imagine it happening in any other way. Like, yeah, no, 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 no. Her heart skipped a beat. Okay, look, I don't think they literally mean literally skipped a beat, right? Some classics here. Have any of these ever bothered you? Are you pretty, like, easy breezy with what you read? So it feels like most of these are a lack of imagination or perhaps a limited vocabulary. When I pressed on something on Google and the AI thing popped up and it gave me a list of things that people do and how these types of authors use them really repetitively. Like, even AI is hypercritical of this. But this really was just for fun. I actually think the writing is really hard work, and my hat goes off to anybody who writes anything and is willing to put themselves out there with it. I actually found a lot of books this week, thanks to the people mentioning them during my research, and I'm sure I will enjoy them regardless. And you know what? I will probably have a chuckle when I see the parts people brought up. I think reading is much more than just words on a page. The author is doing their very best to put what they see in their heads into our heads, and we all interpret things really differently. This week was so much fun because I got to connect with readers. I had some legit laugh out loud moments thanks to them. But that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Next week, I'm going to do an episode on the not so safe genres. Genres you probably haven't even heard of, and I'm excited. So follow me, like, subscribe, and all the social places. I'm on YouTube, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, I'm on Blue Sky, Spotify. You'll find me, The Right Kind of Book Talk. Thanks for being here, and I hope you have the reading day that you deserve. I'm Stacey Wright, signing off from The Right Kind of Book Talk, and I really hope to see you all next week. Have a good one.